Morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an incredible show for you today. We are going to sit down with a very special young lady and find out more about her, who she is, what she does, and what she's passionate about. But before I go ahead and introduce her, I just want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by the Real Estate Playbook, a 100% educational workshop presented by real estate instructor Deborah Spence, with a simple promise to help you develop a clear plan to sell more homes and earn a consistent income selling real estate. It's an in-person and virtual event. The link is in the Facebook post. Go ahead and grab your tickets. And while you're grabbing your tickets, I'm going to go ahead and introduce today's guest, Ms. Holly Corbella. Holly is a small business owner. Her first company, Parties by Bellas, is a lifestyle company. They offer in-home pop-up parties for adults, a fun educational space to talk about sexuality. So I guess that's what we're going to be talking about today with Holly, sexuality. Good morning, Holly. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. How you like that introduction?
I liked it. I did. I liked it.
I never know what we're going to discuss, what we're going to talk about, but I guess we got today's answer, and I guess we're going to have enough time to discuss it. So, Holly, tell everyone who you are, what you do, and what you're passionate about.
So, my name's Holly. Basically, I went to college to be a social worker. I got my master's. I've always been passionate to help people. But somehow along the lines, I ended up joining a company similar to the one that I own. And I kind of fell in love with that, you know, the whole helping people talk about sexuality, which is something that people are not comfortable talking about. So then that's kind of why I ended up starting my own company. Other than being an entrepreneur, my real passion is traveling, which by owning my own company, I can kind of travel whenever I want. And I'm, you know, very lucky because of that. So,
okay. So, Holly, it's 2021. Do you feel that people still have a hard time talking about sex?
Absolutely. And not just talking about it, just like in public. Mm-hmm. So many people, because when we do the pop-up parties, it will be a public thing, but then we'll go into a separate room for the ordering process. So many times, I want to say half of the times, people will be like, well, I want to get this because I want to do this, but I don't know how to talk to my partner about it. And a lot of times these are married people and they're like, how do I introduce the fact I want to do this? And it's just very surprising that not only are they not comfortable talking about it with their girlfriends, they don't know how to talk to their partner about it either. So absolutely, people have trouble talking about it still.
Okay, so I guess I'm confused because I'm not one of those people who have the problems. So what is the hard part of, you know, hey, I like to try this out. I mean, especially if these are toys, you know, unless we going like, I don't know, tell me about what you offer that I can tell you the levels of these discussions.
I mean, I want to say sometimes it's not a crazy fantasy. I mean, I don't know how explicit I could get. I won't get too explicit, but it's not that it's a crazy fantasy, but sometimes it's the fact that they've been with someone for so long and it's become so vanilla that one of the partners has started, I guess, doing their own research and they've thought of something very outside the box from what they're used to doing. And they're very concerned that I think their partner might judge them or I'm not sure. It always seems like they're just nervous to introduce this new thing. So like a lot of it, I mean, sometimes it's as simply as, you know, they want to get tied up and they don't know how to tell their partner about that. You know, I mean, that's like one of the more mild ones. And it's just, I just tell them like, do you drink wine? Okay. Drink a few more glasses of wine, pull out the handcuffs. And I'm sure, cause it's usually the woman, I'm like, he's not going to be like, ew, gross. No. I mean, I can't imagine he's going to be like, put those away. You're disgusting. I feel like he's going to be like, okay. But okay, it's usually like the woman just gets in her head and she's like, he's not going to want to do it. And I'm like,
Okay, but let me ask this question. And maybe because I have way too many cycles in my life and heard too many stories about it, is also the fear that the partner will wonder where you got those ideas from?
That could probably be part of it. I've noticed it a lot more with kind of like older women. Mm-hmm. They, you know, because they've been with someone for so long. And I mean, I guess they were probably not brought up to be so open with their sexuality, but even younger women too. But I'm sure that that's probably something that's in their head. Well, like, who did this to you? You know, because there is that partner that would be like, well, who tied you up that made you want it? That made you know you like it, you know? So,
well, I mean, but not only just who tied you up to allow you to know that you liked it, but usually, you know, like you said, older married couples, they've been doing things a certain way for a certain amount of time. And then all of a sudden now she wants to get tied up. It's like, okay, you know, where are you getting these ideas from? Who have you been talking to? Men always, and I'm stereotyping, always think it's like some new guy or somebody who introduced.
What are you doing when I'm at work?
Right.
I mean, there's so many reasons. I mean, that usually when I'm in the ordering room with someone, I mean, I do one-on-ones. Like I've, you know, talked to people, you know, outside of parties, like I'll go to someone's house and they'll tell me ahead of time, like what they're looking for, like a couple, and we'll do like a consultation and whatnot. But I don't know. There's probably so many reasons people don't feel comfortable talking about that. But I just feel like that's the one thing that people need to feel comfortable talking about is sexuality, because everybody is sexual, you know, in their own way. And it's just, I don't know, I haven't figured it out yet, but I've been able to help some people I know, because I love when I get that Facebook message or that like message, like it worked, he did it. And it's like always like a week, like, you know, 2-3 in the morning. And I'm like, woohoo, I guess it just happened. So glad that I'm the person that you decided to contact immediately after.
It's almost like, thank you for that visual, you know?
Exactly. I'm like, okay. Or when they're like, the toy won't turn off. And I'm like, hold it longer, the off button. And I know right now in that moment, that toy is still on. Or you can just let it die.
Like, this is not the time to do technical support. But who else would they call? Who else but you would they call?
I get it. A lot of the rechargeable toys, like I always tell them, you have to hold the on and off button for 5 seconds and just keep holding it and it'll shut on and off. And they just, I don't know, I guess they just don't believe me. So they're just like hitting it once and it's not working. So they panic. So I guess I would be the person to call, but it's like, I don't know, I would try to figure it out before I started messaging someone like,
No, but I think part of it is the panic, right? Because you already have this shame and this guilt from having this toy. You're like, what just happened? I don't know. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
So now that it's over, I don't want anyone to hear it.
Yes. Right. So you want it off. You don't want to sit there calmly and patiently and wait 5 seconds. So
holding it in one hand, texting me in a frantic in the other, like, and I'm like, just hold the button until it shuts off. I promise. There was one time someone's like, it's not working. I'm like, wrap it in a bunch of fabric and put it in your dresser and it will die, because you won't be able to hear it anymore and it'll just die. And then call me tomorrow and we'll figure it out. And she's like, I figured it out. I didn't have to do that. So I'm like, if you wrap it up and store it away, you won't be able to hear it. It'll just die.
So how did you learn all these things? What got you interested in this route?
I hosted a party. I thought it'd be fun to have a bunch of girlfriends over. It was a company called Passion Parties. And at the end of it, you know, they always try to get the host to join, you know, because there was a reason you hosted the party. And when she told me, you know, how much money she made, and she's like, how much fun did you have being part of the party? And I was just like, so much. So she was like, for $99, you could do this yourself. And I was like, I don't know. Because it was an MLM, you know, multi-level marketing thing. I didn't know much about it. So I was like, let me think about it. I went on Facebook and I posted on it. I'm like, hey, if I joined this company, who would host the party for me? The next day I woke up, there was like 20 plus messages. I've always wanted to have one, but didn't want to have a stranger in my house. If you do it, I'll book it. So I called her up and I was like, all right, I'll get the kit. And I did that for a couple of years. I became like executive director. I was winning trips to Vegas, Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic. Like, people were just joining. And I'm like, I had like 50 people under me. And I was like, I don't even know what's happening. And then the company went under and I didn't like the other options. So I was like, I'm gonna just start my own company. How hard could this be? And it wasn't easy to start a company from scratch, but it wasn't also as hard as I thought it would be. But it's definitely been an awesome process. Mm-hmm. It's been fun. We just celebrated February 4 years. So
congratulations.
I've been doing it for a little bit. Thank you.
So how did you just start your own company? I mean, because you obviously didn't have all the toys. I have to get it out today. All of the toys that someone in the MLM would have. So you would have to go and find them or find some wholesaler or some way to purchase them in bulk.
Yes. So I had a year, like me, I would have just made the website and started it the next day. But because even though the company went under and was sold, I was in a 1 year non-compete. So that kind of made me have to slow down and figure it out. So I found free business courses. I took those because I didn't have any business experience. I was a master's in social work. So I took the free courses. I started looking at distributors all over the country. I found one in New Jersey. I wanted to base the kit off similar products because I knew people liked them, but I also wanted to find different stuff. So that was a process in its own because I picked like most people know what a rabbit is. So here I am, I'm creating a website. I have 15 rabbits on it because I can't decide. And I'm just like, that's overwhelming. So then I was just like, I broke it down into each category and just had three of each type of thing so it wouldn't be overwhelming, and had someone make me a website. And then before I knew it, I had a catalog. But it wasn't easy because I wanted to keep some of the similar stuff, but then I also wanted to find things that other people didn't have. And I didn't want it to just be sex toys like a lot of the companies. So we had a lot of bath and body products and whatnot. This past year, we launched a self-defense line, which not from what I've seen, a lot of the companies, what I do, definitely don't have that. We've launched a Kratom line. 3 years ago, I got a King Charles Cavalier that I'm obsessed with. So right around then, I launched a pet line. So, I mean, when people go to these parties, if they're not interested at all in a sex toy, but they have a pet, they can buy pet CBD, they can buy a brush for their pet, or like a taser, you know? So it's kind of, that's why we call it a lifestyle company now, because it's not just a romance company. That's how I promote it sometimes, because then people kind of understand like, oh, okay, so you come to someone's house. So when I do the parties, we still play those like fun games and whatnot, but there's a ton of different things people can get. I wanted it to stick out from the crowd and have, you know, all sorts of stuff to get.
Wow. I'm curious, two things. There's a lot that you said was very interesting. But I was also under the impression that a company going out of business makes a 1 year or a non-compete null and void.
Well, they were purchased by another company, and overnight, the other company, without us even knowing they were going out of business, sent us an email welcoming us to the new company and our consultant ID. So we were basically, from what I was told, just sold. And I instantly became a consultant under them. And then I went to a training because I was basically told, here you are. And it was the majority of my income. So at the time I'm not gonna lie, I went into a couple days of, you know, shock. And now what? I basically have to start over, brand new products. A lot of people I know didn't like those products. That's why they would have parties with me. So I'm like, now I have to sell my customers products that I know they don't like. So after just 2 weeks of being there, I had to, you know, just do the 1 year non-compete. It was kind of messed up how they just did it overnight. Just didn't give us a heads up. We just got an email, welcome to blah, 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 and here's your consultant ID. And I responded, don't ever email me again. This must be a mistake. Like, I was feeling like I was spammed. I was mad. I contacted my...
I like you, Holly. You are funny. I mean, and you're not trying to...
I was like, do not.
Visualize it again. I mean, most people may have considered that overreacted, though, but I can relate. That's why I'm just like, wow. I thought it was a simple, like, okay, yes, a non-compete. Okay, but you have this whole story that happened as a like, direct...
I've, I did not like that company. I didn't like what they stood for. So when I'm not a morning person. So when I woke up that morning on January 11th and I saw an email from that company, I almost just deleted it. It was like, welcome. And I was like, welcome to what? I never gave you my email. And when I read it, I called my like sponsor and she's like, I'm in Vegas right now. It's true. I'll call you back. Like apparently 2 days before they had all the high ups of the teams fly to Vegas secretly, like they couldn't tell anyone to tell them what was going to happen. So there wouldn't be sheer like panic on January 11th, which I then felt, you know, upset also because here they are trying to, you know, figure out how to tell us, but then the email got sent out too early and then it was panic. And I was just like, I don't know. I felt like my life was just turned upside down and it was crazy. And I was like, you know what? I'm doing my own thing. I like the other business like so much more. And it was very consultant friendly, not just consumer friendly. Like I feel like a lot of the MLMs are made for like, you know, you have to have crazy minimums. You'd have to, the new company, I had to do $1,500 in sales a month or something would happen. And that's very stressful. I did it for fun. Right. When the other company, it was a $600 6 month rolling. So that means 100 a month, or if I did a party, then I'd be good for 6 months. So it wasn't stressful, it was fun. And I did more than $1,500 in sales. So I knew I wouldn't have a problem, but I didn't like, I was anxious and nervous. And I was just like, I don't like this feeling. I don't like this. Mm-hmm. So I have a $50 quota for the girls that I have now, which comes out to $27.50 out of pocket. And most of the girls that join for just the discount. It's 45%. They use a lot of the products, the shaving creams. So if you're buying a shaving cream and a lotion every month just for the discount, you're good to go, you know, or you can sell stuff and make money. So it's a fun job, not like the other one. So I was like, oh, sorry.
It's okay. It was a
great. Of course, no one calls me until I'm on a Zoom. So that's what happens. But yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're in a business like this, it's a side hustle and it's supposed to be fun on your own time and you're supposed to enjoy it when you leave the job you unfortunately might not like. So that's kind of what I made it like the, you know, the consultants, they tell me all the time how much fun they have. So I enjoy that.
That's wonderful. So the other question that I had was when you mentioned the self-defense and you said, oh, the other companies definitely don't have that. How do you tie that in? What was the main reason for bringing self-defense? Is it because of, you know, it's sexuality, people going out, doing different things? You may not know, you know, the person or what could happen. You should be ready. Or what was your reason?
I mean, that it wasn't as deep to why we started doing that. I constantly ask the girls like, hey, do you see anywhere that we're lacking? Is there anything that you think we should add? And one of the girls was like, you know, I've been meaning to get some self-defense stuff. You know, things have been crazy because during COVID there was, you know, all those riots and just crazy things were happening. She's like, and I think, you know, it'd be a good idea for us to have a empowering self-defense fence lines since we are like a woman run business. I mean, we're not against men joining. We call them bellows. We have one right now. But we are a women and mainly a woman business. So I was like, you know what? I like that idea. So, I mean, what you're saying is definitely a part of it, but it was kind of just, you know, it's just safer to have stuff like that. So why wouldn't we offer that at a cheaper price? So I looked into it. And I saw how expensive some of the stuff was and how, what is it? A pepper spray, $20-$25. We sell them for $10. There's no need to sell it for that much. And ours are cute. They're not just like red. They're like leopard print and different animal prints and stuff like that. So yeah, I just felt like it was something that, you know, would tie in to what we have. I mean, how to pet products go with sexuality. They don't, but their owners who are having sex might need pet shampoo at the party. So now they can buy a vibrator and pet shampoo. And they're like, now I don't have to go to the store tomorrow.
Well, then based on that same logic, I mean, you could just have the whole grocery store, just move Walmart right into your house then based on that logic.
Exactly. Like I said, I'm always open to it. One of the girls said it, but like, I don't want people to think I have favorites. So like, I'll post on our private group, so-and-so suggested that we offer a self-defense line. If 10 girls say yes, we'll do it. So then yes, 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 yes. And then once 10 people vote on it, it's a team decision and I'll find the products and I'll add it. Yeah.
So you've been
so I like to let them name products too. I'm like, I found this new toy I like. Let's have a little contest. I want all of you to give me a name. I pick my 3 favorites. I post it up. I let the girls vote and then I'll post it on my business page and whichever one gets the most votes, because then I'll let the customers vote too. Then that's what we'll call it. I just want everyone to be involved. I don't want everyone to just think it's just me running it, because it without the girls, there'd be no parties by Bella's. So it's not like I'm not the boss. When they're like, oh, my boss said this, I'm like, I'm not your boss. You're your own boss, but I can help you with stuff, but I'm not your boss because we're friends.
So. I mean, but that's
most people don't like their bosses.
Right, but it's a what they call it, Jedi mind trick. That's what it sounds like. You know, this it's like, yeah, we're friends, but at the end of the day, someone still has to be the boss. No.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, when we do our events, I don't have a like we have an event on Friday, and 2 of the Bellas are coming. We're doing a drag queen bingo. And we'll have drinks. Usually the first drinks on me, you know, we don't get drunk at the events, but it's a much different, thing. And we don't just hang out at events. We hang out other times too.
Can we go back to what is drag queen bingo?
So unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but if anyone's watching that wants to go, this particular one is sold out as of yesterday, but we'll be doing another one in June. Okay. Basically, we have 2 to 3 drag queens. This particular one, it's called Halfway to Halloween, because we're halfway to Halloween and Halloween was canceled last year. So we thought it'd be fun. There's going to be a costume contest, and then drag queens perform. So they do dance numbers. And in between the dance numbers, we're going to call bingo. And the bingo prizes are, it's also a fundraiser for a pet, for what is it? It's like for pets. So we're going to have like pet products that they can win, as well as sex toys, so they could choose.
Okay, when did you take a marketing class? Was that in high school, college? Because you're good at marketing.
I've never taken a marketing class, and people say that's probably why I'm so good at it, because it just comes natural. I've thought about taking one, because I was like, maybe I could get, you know, some pointers, but everyone's like, no, don't do it, because then they're going to teach you the ways that everyone does it. They're like, so whatnot, but like I told you, I took some business courses, but when I say I took business courses, they were the free intros. So there wasn't really much. It was just more so kind of like, do you want to be an LLC versus a corp or whatever the other ones were. It was kind of like the basic stuff, how you need to protect yourself if you're going to start a business. So it wasn't really anything about once you start the business, because I didn't go into any of that. But no, I've never taken it. But my mom told me from when I could talk, I was on the corner with a lemonade stand. And she said, I saw other people's lemonade stands and they just sold lemonade. So I sold iced tea, lemonade, and chips. So I would stick out from the rest of the people that were doing lemonade stands.
I think that's the key to marketing. That right there is the magic to marketing. How do you stick out from everyone else? And you have kind of, I think, perfected that skill.
Thank you. And she loves to tell that story, because both of them, they just worked, you know, regular jobs. Like, no one in my family is an entrepreneur or anything like that. So it's not like I saw them doing and did it. Like, she'd be like, how did you figure that out? And she's like, well, if they don't have it and I do, they'll stop going to them and go to me. And she, I remember she said that she kept being like, but how did you figure that out? Like, she wanted to know how I knew that. And I just did. And she's like, you were a little kid. And, you know, and then she's like, and then you'd keep all the money, even though we bought all the supplies, but it's okay. That's how it works. She's like, you just made it more expensive for us.
Yes. No, I'm like your mom. I'm like, how did you figure that out? How did you figure out all these methods to your madness?
I've always been doing it. And then I had my first business I think my mom said when I was 10, I went to the dollar store and got pens mm-hmm. and I would put glue on them and then wrap string around them in different designs so they'd be colorful. And I would sell them for $1 each. And I don't think people actually wanted the pens. They just thought I was like cute because I was a little kid doing it. But I'd go to like the fireworks and all the festivals and all the events. And I would set up a mat and the cops wouldn't bother me because I was a little kid. And I would sell these like fancy pens to people. They were like, you were always trying to like figure out something you could make. I would make jewelry and sell it. They were like, you were just always so business. Mm-hmm. And we don't know why.
You were trying to figure out how to make the money, how to get the money. So did you at least give your parents something back for the pens?
Oh, of course I would give them pens. I'd let them know what color they wanted and what color they wanted to make them pens. But yeah, I've definitely made up for it since then, for sure.
That sounds like somebody's getting a house. It's like, yes, my parents are well taken care of now.
Well, I haven't been able to buy them a house yet, but hopefully one day. I've been able to send them on a couple of vacations, but nothing too major. Like, I haven't bought them a car or anything, but I would love to get my dad that Porsche. I know, I'd love to get my dad that Porsche that he'd want. I wish my mom also wanted the Porsche, so it could be like a combined gift one day, but no, she wants her own, of course. So hopefully... Yeah, right. I'm like, can't you just enjoy the Porsche together? And she's like, well, that's not my dream. I'm like, all right, well, fine. You're just gonna have to wait longer then.
Yeah.
So we're not there yet, but one day I will get that.
I know the feeling. I've been telling my parents that for a long time as well. It's like, one day, mom, dad, I'll get you the house on the hill, all of that. Just not today. Not today.
Yeah, not today. Probably not tomorrow or next week, but one day.
So what
I thought about renting him a Porsche for like 24 hours because they have those like programs now. Like, I told you I'd get it. I didn't say I was going to get it for you to keep.
Right. But you get to drive it.
Yeah, you get to drive it. It's yours for 24 hours.
That'd be fun. That'd be nice. Take it out somewhere, open it up. That's all they really want to do is play with it for a little while.
Yeah, I think he'd be like scared to actually have one in real life. Like, he'd be like, I don't want to crash it.
Holly, but, what would you like the ladies to know if they're sitting at home? You know, maybe they've been on unemployment for some time, they're ready to take the next step, they're looking for a career. What would you say to those women?
So since COVID, I started a program where it's you could literally tell me right now you want to join and it's $0 down. You just don't get any product. And it's a way to try to see if you can do it. So you can do like catalog parties. So it's $0 down. You can message me today and be like, I want to do it. And you get 30% off anything and everything you sell from day one. And you could just start making money that way, posting on social media. I have catalogs. You could print them up. You can show them to friends. I can set you up and come to a party and show you how to do it. Bring some of my stuff so you can make money to maybe earn your kit if you want to get products. But then there's also the option where you could buy in for a kit, which ranged from $65 to $225. And then you get 45% commission. So it's a little bit more. And I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going to be a career off like right from the start. Like, it takes time. You can't just post on Facebook. Like, I was very lucky. You know, I've always had like a huge network that's always been a thing on top. I guess I knew that also. When I was a kid, I knew I needed to make connections. I was an only child. So anytime I met someone else, no matter what their age was, if they were a kid or my parents' age, my name's Holly. Do you want to be friends? and they'd be like, oh, okay. So I've always had a huge network. So I was very lucky and got off at a really good start. But if they're local, I invite them to all the events I throw. I don't network at the events if there's consultants there. So they can meet people and I'll introduce them to people I meet to help them get that first party and whatnot. So, I mean, it's definitely not easy. It's also not hard, but it'll be fun. And me and the other girls will be there with you the whole time. If you're not in New Jersey, we do have a page where we do virtual check-ins. I do free bingos for consultants where you can win prizes. So you're still part of it. You're just not, you know, there. It's a ton of fun. There's one girl that joined because she said that She's always wanted to join a club and she just wants to get out there and meet people. She lives in New Hampshire. She just does it for the discount. She just enjoys, you know, the fun stuff that we do. So you don't have to join and think that you have to go out and make sales, because you don't. Like, you will probably personally like the products. Like I said, mostly every woman shaves. So we have that. We have perfumes. We have so many things that you could just get for yourself or a friend. Or one girl will just buy a ton of gifts for friends, like birthday gifts. Every month someone has a birthday. So she'll use her discount and buy everyone their gifts for whatever it is. And yeah, just reach out. Like it's so much fun. I'm so blessed that this is my full-time job now. I've 4 years ago, I quit my full-time job and I've never been happier. I knew I did not want a 9-to-5. I did not want to clock in and help someone else get their dream and help make someone else happy. I knew I didn't want that. So when I was able to start my own company, I was like, yeah, this is what I need to do. I need this because if I want to go to Florida tomorrow, I don't have to tell anyone. I don't have to ask anyone. I'm just going. And then I could just do my business there because it's remote, which is great.
So. Wonderful. Now, I know that was a lot of information. Usually we wait until the takeaway, but we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. Okay. So I just want you to think about what you want the audience to take away from your appearance here today.
Kind of that, like, anything's possible, you know, anyone can start their own business. Like I said, it wasn't easy, but it also wasn't very hard. You just have to be able to motivate yourself. You know, if you can't motivate yourself, no one else is going to do it if it's your own business. So that's what companies like mine, because I mean, I don't like to say it's an MLM, but it pretty much is. So companies like mine are for people that want to have their own thing going on, but need that little bit of motivation, because I'm on the group page every day to motivate the girls to, you know, keep it going. I'm like the little motivational person in their ear. So if you've thought that you wanted a side hustle and you're not sure, just, you know, reach out. I'll help you get started. Like I said, you could start free and you could see if doing your own thing is, you know, is for you.
Absolutely.
And I promise you'll have fun doing it.
It looks like you're having a lot of fun. What is the website, Holly?
Partiesbybellas.com. And I'll go afterwards when this video is posted and I'll put the links. So this way, if someone just wants, I'll put my Facebook, I'll put my Instagram. I also do weddings and birthday parties and fundraisers and stuff. So I'll put all my links so they can connect. Ask me anything. I love to talk about it every day, all day. I don't have days off because I love my job. So I'm just constantly available.
I like that though, but that's good marketing. I mean, if nothing else, I think we can take some marketing tips away from this show. I tell people the same thing. I get a lot of business because I'm available. I make myself available so I can have all these different conversations, meetings, networking. So You're definitely on the right track. Everyone, I recommend that you check it out. I want to thank you, Holly, for being today's guest on the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives. Just because you didn't catch the show live doesn't mean you're not important. And it doesn't mean we still don't need your support, because we do. But please don't just watch the show. Please don't just share the show. Support our guest. Holly was here with you this morning, so please support her. Her website link is in the Facebook post. She's also going to put it in the comments for you. Check it out. You never know. You might want to throw a party by Bellas. If you're interested in how I can assist your business, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.
Bye.